My first so fantastic. Better not catch you lacking. Back to back like traffic. Got that jumper patent in my starter jacket. In my wrist like.
Hello and welcome to the Flock Pod. We are at hashtag 157 here at beautiful Chopper Base. The Avatarior producers are out there sleeping away after a big time duck victory. They are wore out from all the clapping and jumping and screaming and everything that goes on here in the old Pluitt household during a duck game. If you'd be so kind, please go find us on all of your major podcast streaming platforms. That's iTunes, Spotify. Give us the 5-star ratings. Make sure you're subscribed. Even leave a review if you feel so inclined, and we might even read it here on the podcast for you. If you'd be even kinder, please go find us on all of your major social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Make sure you're following along the conversation. Make sure you're engaging. Make sure you're hitting that retweet button, that like button, all that good stuff to get this little podcast that could up there in the old algorithms. You can find me at Coach Justin D on those same social media platforms. Jesse, tell them where you are.
You can find me at the Graphman, DAGRAFFMAN on all standard social media sites, maybe even some substandard ones. I don't know what counts as substandard.
Take a look around, people. You never know. It's a happy one here, ladies and gentlemen. It is a happy day here in beautiful Eugene, Oregon. The Ducks dismantle the number 13 Utah Utes 35-6 there in Salt Lake City. Jesse, just your immediate reactions. How we feeling, man?
Man, is there a better feeling than going on the road to a ranked opponent? You're expecting a slugfest. You're expecting a nail biter. And they just kick the door in and beat the crap out of them in their own house. I mean, that's fun stuff.
It's a beautiful thing. It's really a beautiful thing.
It's fun. And they came out, I mean, they came out ready, which is what really pleased me a lot. That very first drive was a clinic.
Absolutely. I mean, driving down the field, scoring with only 12:18 left there in the first quarter, big time touchdown. Bo Nix punches it in. Just a surgical drive, just an absolutely surgical drive.
And what was really funny, though? Yeah, it did. What was so funny? Sorry, I totally derailed already. What cracked me up was that drive came after they got to delay a game on the very first play, and I was like, my heart jumped into my chest. I was like, oh God, is this how this day is going to go?
Yeah.
And then no, they just rattled off 4-for-4, little touchdown sneak into the end zone. Oh, it was great.
And I feel really good about the podcast that we put out. We talked about a lot of the things that we saw today. We even got the random Utah wide receiver going off. Devon Vale goes off for 7 grabs and 80 yards, which we knew would happen.
You called it.
Yeah, absolutely. More injuries for the Utah Utes definitely hurt their chances, especially in the run game with Jaquindon Jackson going down. Vaki, not really a big factor in today's game. The Ducks did an incredible job, only 5 carries for 11 yards and not a single catch. Really, really impressive. That's to hold him without wild. A single reception. Absolutely.
That's wild.
And the Ducks really did what we talked about, was kind of spying him constantly. Tysheem Johnson was like his best friend all day long. Tysheem had a great game, maybe his best game as a Duck, coming up with those 2 massive interceptions. And they were gift-wrapped interceptions. Let's not be wrong about that. But he was in good position, and he had to make the play and actually make the catch, which, as we saw on the other side of the ball with a couple of drops today, can, you know, the catch is important. You got to finish the play.
Yeah. So. Turns out you got to bring it into your body. You got to complete that thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was grinning ear to ear on that Tysheem interception. I was like, this is what we were worried about coming into the game. We literally talked about this, about Tysheem one-on-one with Vaki. And what's he do? Just takes the ball away.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, and the Ducks even, you know, gave up that fumble early on in the game. You know, Bucky just got absolutely de-cleated, just a massive play by that Utah defender. I don't remember the name of that player, but just an incredible play. But then the defense held, you know, and I think that was the big statement early on in this game. And the momentum, you could really feel it shift right there, because not only do we stop them on the fourth down, but then they turn around, we're driving, and then boom, that quick fumble, they come right back. It's basically like the fourth down, they converted it, and then the Ducks still hold them and force them into another field goal. So just a really, really impressive day for the defense. Those guys should all be eating well.
Yes, tonight. They should.
Absolutely.
Yes, they should. that
let's just go through
the first.
Oh yeah, go
then
ahead.
Then the first. Oh, it's okay. Then that first big play after that fumble was Evan Williams, my boy, getting in the backfield for a huge tackle for loss on Vaki. I was like, damn, son. All right. He heard us. I said that secondary's got to come up and play the line of scrimmage. And sure enough, he dropped him immediately after that fumble.
You know, Evan had a great day. Evan also had a great day. Just a top to bottom, there wasn't a poor performance that I really saw on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, we'll do our deep dive. I'll do my rewatch and we'll see if we can find something a little bit more to that. Linebackers all played really well. Great to see Justin out there playing well, getting a bunch of snaps. I mean, this defense held Utah to 99 rushing yards, 142 passing yards, 3.7 yards per play total. Really, really impressive day. Honestly, to have Utah have more time of possession. So Utah went 31-57 in time of possession, Ducks at 28-03, and have more plays.
Wow.
And get absolutely roasted 35-6. Just a boat race, kind of a weird game.
Yeah. I mean, you look at the time of possession numbers, that doesn't usually go like that. I mean, but then you turn around and you look at those, the yardage totals and you're like, oh, that would be the difference right there. That's comparison. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, Ducks go for 390 total yards, 248 passing, 142 through the on the ground. A little more imbalanced to today. Definitely had the ball moving through the air. Bo Nix was really feeling himself. You could tell he was really confident today. Offensive line played an incredible game, kept Bo clean pretty much the entire game. And he was under pressure a couple times, but Bo did a great job of managing that pressure. Nice fake there down in the goal line for one of those touchdowns, also to get that defender airborne and then deliver that beautiful touchdown pass. But yeah, just a great day overall for Bo. Great day overall for the offense.
And the one and that first touchdown pass at the end of the first quarter, I mean, can we also mention Bo Nix's first quarter, 9 for 10, 122 yards and a score. He was over. I didn't know that a QB rating could go over 200, but apparently,
did I break it?
It was something like
high score. Yeah. What does that mean? Did I break it?
It just says max. I don't know what that means. I don't.
Oh my gosh!
It's like when the Powerball goes above a billion. It just says 999.
Well, and we said the NFL guys were going to have to step up today, and they did. Bo had a great day.
They absolutely did.
Troy Franklin, eight receptions, 99 yards and a touchdown. Birch and Dorless were in the backfield all day long, putting pressure on Bucky. It was just a top-to-bottom performance today for the Ducks.
Absolutely. At no point did you think Utah had the comeback ready, because it was a dominant performance. Mm-hmm. And I just got to say, that first quarter touchdown toss by Bo
Jordan James.
Yeah, thank you. I was like, for whatever reason, I was stuck on the name Justin. I was like, there's no Justin. You're Justin. I don't know. It's a long day. No, but that first quarter touchdown pass is my favorite. That's my favorite throw in Madden.
Oh, that
little
route.
Underneath.
That little arrow.
That little route. Underneath angle route to the running back underneath the defense and just let him go to work.
Yeah.
And it worked perfect. Just like I drew it up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's funny because we talked about kind of how the script would go for this game. And I wrote down, you know, game went according to script. It was just better. It was like we wrote the script and then we handed it to, you know, Robert Downey Jr. And he added his little improvisational lines into the script and made it that much cooler. So it just really, really stepped up. As we look forward now quickly, Cal is still in the game versus USC, I believe. Let me pull it up real fast. I don't want Tyson Fury.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Yeah, California just took the lead, 36-29 in the third quarter.
That is good stuff. Any loss by the Trojans is a good day for me.
It's a beautiful thing. It does worry me, right? Because that's a classic letdown game coming back into Autzen, the Golden Bears, you know, a good team, a solid team, a well-coached team. I like Justin Wilcox as a coach. I'm in that camp. I know I'm, you know, sometimes not the most popular camp in the world, but I am in that Justin Wilcox camp. I think he's a good coach. I just don't think he recruits very well. He's got to bring in somebody that can help recruit him to that program. That's a tough place to play and to get guys to come into. But as we look forward now to this game against Cal, what's one of your major takeaways from this absolute boat race today in Salt Lake City?
I mean, what you got to do is play to your strengths, which is exactly what they did today. They saw what worked and they rolled with it. They didn't try and force the issue. Oh, we got to run the ball more. We got to do, you see what's working today. It was both through the air. So stick with that. Mm-hmm. I think that's the key, is know who you are, make them come to you. Don't try. You're the better team. Make them come to you. Don't try and get cutesy with trying to change what you do against the Cal Bears team. Not to say that they're bad, just we all know coming into this game, you are the better team. So make them come to you.
And I think what they did today against Utah was that hot start.
Yes.
You know, that absolute surgical first drive. That's what I want to see against Cal. I want to see this game. You know, if we're 14-3 coming out of the first quarter in that Cal game, that's perfect. But we've got to put some points up on the board immediately, get Autzen fired up, get that crowd into it. It's going to be, you know, a rambunctious crowd. You know, Cal, not the most popular team in the world. There'll be a lot of Golden Bear fans there, actually. They always travel, you know, there's some Cal Golden Bear fans here in Eugene also. So there'll be a presence there, but
I mean, there's a little overlap between the Bay and Eugene in terms of fans. So yeah,
definitely. Well, and then coming out and starting that third quarter strong too. I think that was so impressive. I mean, right out the gates, the Ducks went from, you know, 21-6 to 35-6, basically in a matter of six minutes in that third quarter to really put the game out of reach. So to start the first half strong, start the second half strong, and just use your overwhelming talent to be the thing that really overwhelms that Cal squad.
Yeah. And the irony for me, I guess my one nitpick was they came out hot and they came out strong, but they also came out undisciplined at the same time. They had three penalties between the Ducks' first drive. They did score, but then that killer pass interference on Kyrie on fourth down, which turned out, you know, not to hurt them in the long run, but still, when you got three big penalties in the first two possessions, you're like, come on guys, let's take a deep breath. It worked for them that they came out like we said several times now, they came out on fire, but just come out on fire, but stay disciplined at the same time. That's the thing you don't want to do, because eventually those penalties will catch up to you. It's just a matter of time.
Well, and that is one thing. If Dan Lanning wants something to use as, you know, more wood for the fire, 8 penalties today, 58 yards on those 8 penalties. And a couple, you know, that PI was a big one, but the other ones didn't hurt them too badly.
Yeah, you know, thankfully,
which was good. You know, the couple of those false starts on Connerly. I don't know, what is Connerly, just need more balance work? Because sometimes I feel like he's just falling out of his stance. Like, it almost like he just needs to do some yoga or something, you know, get that balance a little loosened up, a little loosey goosey there for him.
He's so ready to shoot out of the blocks that he just falls over.
Can't help himself. Just can't help himself. All right, Jesse, anything else that you have on this Utah Utes game today as we look to wrap it up?
Oh man, just what a wonderful feeling. It's an Oregon-like day down here in the desert. I got sun and I got clouds. I got mild weather. It's a birthday party for the friend of my son. So, you know, we're at the park, we're having a good time. It's a good day, you guys. Good day. So, you know, enjoy the post game today, folks. It's a good one.
It is. It's beautiful today in Eugene, actually. It's crisp, very crisp outside. But it's got the sunshine going. You know, it's a nice crisp fall day. Crisp is just a fun word to say, so I just keep saying crisp over and over again.
Much like the Ducks execution is crisp.
Very crispy. Yes, very crispy. All right, everybody. As always, take care of your chicken. Take care of your mentals. We appreciate you. We love you. We out.
Sorry.
A little bit softer now. Shout a little bit louder now. Shout a little bit louder now.